Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Marjorie Adams Fiore, your guest host for today's show. And we're turning the tables today, and I'll be interviewing Suzanne Oshima. Suzanne's a life and love transformational coach at Your Next Amazing Story. And today we're talking about a really good topic. Today's topic is what a man really wants in a woman. But before we get started, Suzanne, why don't you share with the audience again who you serve and why?
Thanks, Marjorie. I'm so excited to do this. I love having the tables turned on me. So who I help is I help single women in midlife transform midlife into their best life and find love again in their next chapter. And the reason why I focus on women in midlife is, number one, I'm a woman in midlife, but also because it always breaks my heart when I hear things from women in midlife that they think it's too late for them. And I know it's not too late for them to find love again in their next chapter. And so this truly is my passion. I love doing it, and I love helping people find love again.
Oh, you know, and I love that you're doing that. And I love that you've specifically chosen this niche or niche because, you know, we're kind of like a forgotten group and our hearts are the same. We still want to have love no matter what age we are, but it's really nice that you focus on the different, you know, challenges and things that we face at this time, because, you know, a lot of us are completely confused when we start dating again. And, you know, what does a man want and need in a woman? And we don't want to go in pretending that we're something we're not just to attract somebody. But we all know how that works. But it'd be really helpful to know, like, okay, just the very, very first impression, what's the first thing that a man does look for in a woman?
Yeah, so, you know, it's really important for women to understand how men are wired. And before I share this with you, I'm going to say that, you know, I wish men were different, but this is just how men are wired. And the first thing a man looks for is physical attraction. But it's important for women to understand that not every man is looking for, you know, that skinny model type and has to be drop dead gorgeous. That's not what a man, every single man is looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, every man is attracted to something different. Some men like curvier women, some men like women that are more athletic, some men like skinnier women. It all just depends. And so I think it's important for us as women to get that out of our head that he's looking for the woman that we see in these fashion magazines, because not every man is, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, we all think that, and with that, I mean, we should all try to look our best, because then I think we feel our best. But we all know, especially, you know, I'm going to say it over and over, but especially as you get into midlife, you realize, you know, that stuff fades. It's like, that's the packaging, but the gift's inside. Come on. So it's all about, you know, the physical and the, you know, outside attraction. It really isn't the end all be all, but what else does he need to have in a woman for that really kind of connection to take place?
Yeah, so after physical attraction, and again, I'm going to emphasize this, you don't have to be the skinny model type, is what's on the inside, like you said, is what's so important. And after physical attraction, what a man is really looking for is a woman that is confident. I mean, a lot of women don't understand that we look for confidence in men and we find that attractive, right, Marjorie? Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's the same in reverse, is that men are looking for women that are confident in themselves, and also looking at the second thing would be that she has high self-esteem and she knows her self-worth. Like, she knows that she's a catch. She knows that any man would be fortunate to be with her. She doesn't, you know, she's not insecure about herself or what she has to offer a man, and that she really stands in her power, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was funny because I wanted to say that, you know, while we always think that the men go after the physical attraction, kind of in a way we do too. We know who we're attracted to. And it's funny that if you work like in an office with somebody long term, and maybe they're not the most attractive person, but you know they've got a really solid heart and they have good values. I mean, that's how other kinds of, you know, you're like, how did you guys get together? You know, but once you get to know somebody like that, but really I think for both ways, it does start with physical attraction. But yeah, then nobody wants to date somebody who's going, oh, I was going to wear this, but I'm a little too fat, or I don't want to do this. It's like, if you own it, they don't know any different. You know what
exactly.
I mean? It's like when I think I've shared before that we were at a pool one time, and you know, the pool's the worst place, not on a first date, but, and there was a girl, and she was bigger, but she didn't care. She was just, she was having the most fun of anybody at the pool. And it was very apparent. And you kind of see past that, like, especially again, when you get to be in midlife, it's not about that anymore. It's like making real connection and finding things you have in common and that you like to do together. So I love that you said, you know, just by a display of confidence in yourself, and also that you're not just kind of desperate and needy, but you know, like, I have a great life. I'm a great catch. It'd be nice if we could, you know, connect. But so that was, confidence was the number one thing.
Right.
What else, what were you saying the other four?
So number two was high self-esteem, which we just talked about. And then number three is to be happy. And I know that sounds like, okay, Suzanne, that's so obvious. But Marjorie, you and I have met lots of people that are so negative on life, everything that's happening in their life, and they feel like life is happening to them instead of for them. And so they play in that victim mode, right? Oh, you know, my life sucks, and, you know, everything that's happened to me, you know, I don't know why it's all happening to me and blah, 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 blah. And at a certain point, and we all have one of those friends that complains about everything. And
Debbie Downer, is that her? Debbie?
Yeah, but I've been trying to get away from calling it a name because not every Debbie is a downer, but we'll just call her a downer, right?
Okay,
is that she's down about everything, but then that's repelling energy, because I find when I have friends that are like that, I don't want to be around them. And I like think of every excuse why I can't get together with them, because I don't like being around that type of energy. You know, when things that are happen to me, is I always try to come up with a good reason why it happened and how to turn it into a positive. And while it doesn't feel good, I also don't dwell on it and I don't live there. So that's number three. Number four is to show appreciation for a man and all the things that he does for you. So when he takes you out on dates, when he picks you up for a date, when he drops you off for a date, whatever it is, to say thank you. And again, these things sound so obvious, but Marjorie, when I was a matchmaker and I used to match women with my male clients, men would tell me when women wouldn't say thank you when a man would take them out on a date and pay for everything. And I was always appalled because I'm like, why would you not say thank you, right? And you should come from a place of, well, he should just do that. He's the man, you know, man should quarter what? It's show appreciation, because when you show appreciation, you'll get more of whatever you're appreciating, right?
Right, right. And I love that you said about, you know, just being happy, which sounds so simple, but it's not, because when you are around people like that, and we do all have friends like that, it's draining. And you either kind of like just try to be the buffer, but you still take it on. You don't even realize what gets absorbed. And it can kind of like affect your demeanor and your mood. And you're like, oh my God, that was such a heavy lunch, or that person has so many bad things going on. But also, if they're complaining about the daily stuff that we all deal with, it would make me think, gosh, what if they really had a crisis? Like, what would they do? How do they handle? Because it's when people are kind of pushed into a crisis or have to handle something that their true colors come out. And it's like, you know, those are kind of like signals. It's like, wait, if that's how they handle this and their whole go-to is that negative every single day, then yeah, that's got to be a complete turnoff. So if you just flip the happy switch, because you want to, you know, reflect what you want back. Like, you want to be the kind of date that you want to have, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I agree with you. I love how you shared that it's draining energy. And especially if you're a woman that is an empath, I don't know about you, Marjorie, but I'm a total empath. And if, ladies, if you don't know what an empath is, you need to take a test online. Just go Google empath. And I've taken tests online, and I'm between an 8 and a 9, which is really high. And so what that means is not only obviously are you empathetic to people, but you can absorb a lot of people's energy and take on a lot of what they're putting out there. And so if you are an empath, you have to be extra careful about who you're surrounding yourself with. So it's important to think about those things.
Wow. And did you tell me number 5 yet?
No. So number
Okay.
five is, so when you start, this is more of when you get more into the relationship, is a man really wants a woman in his life that's going to be supportive. And what I mean by that is going to support him not only with where he's at, but where he wants to go, wherever that is, whether it's in his career or in his life, that she's always going to be there to support him. But also, not only in the good times, life happens, and during the bad times, right? Is a man wants that woman that's going to be by his side and not abandon him and say, oh, that's your problem, not mine, right? It's just going to be there. And not that she has to fix whatever's going on in his life, but it's just there to say, hey, I'm here. I have your back. Like, Marjorie, are you like that with your husband? You always have his back? And I'm sure he appreciates it, right?
But not to a fault. Like, I'm not one of those. I mean, it's funny because, like you said, you're totally an empath, and I really would probably say, I mean, I could be nurturing and caring, but I am not an empath. Like, I don't know what the other opposite part is. I'm not missing a chip or anything, but like, my point is that I also still stick to my own morals and my own, like I wouldn't lie for you on the stand is my point. You know, I'm not one of those people where it's like, myself is still my priority, and my standard. Like, even I just think of these couples that do kind of the woman just kind of gives in and she'll do whatever he wants and that kind of thing. But I think that's even attractive. Like, that's not a balanced relationship, and that's not what a man really wants. He wants, like you said, somebody who's competent, who's happy, who can be like their own little deal, and then you're better together. Right? I don't know if I explained that correctly, but.
No, you did. You did. And you're absolutely right. Is a man doesn't want a woman that, bows down to him and is like, whatever you need, let me, and puts him first before herself. What I always say is you have to have a great life on your own. He has to have a great life on his own. And then when you come together, they intersect and you both have a great life together. But no one should be completely sacrificing their wants and needs before their partner, right? And vice versa. It shouldn't be that way. And, it's important for both parties to really complement each other. It's, and the last thing I would say is, if a woman's needs aren't being met in a relationship, it's important to not gloss that over or, sweep it under the carpet and just think, well, he's a great man. It's like if your basic needs aren't being met in a relationship, that's really important to, have these important conversations with whoever you're with, right?
It shouldn't be a sacrifice. I mean, you can compromise on certain things, but it shouldn't have to be you have to give something up, a basic need, because it's still going to be there. You can try to fake it, but okay, so just to recap, the 5 things were: the first one was confident. The second one I didn't write down.
It's
What was the
high
second?
self-esteem and knowing
High
your
self-esteem.
self-worth.
Okay, that's because I have it, so I just know it's done. Okay, the third one is be happy. The fourth one was show appreciation. And you're right, like, just because you're on a date and you know he's probably going to pay for stuff, you still, I would thank you if you and I went to lunch. You know what I mean? Like, it's just common courtesy. It's those kinds of things that I know for me personally, it's about putting your shopping cart back. I'll tell you all day long, whether I'm there or not, it's about putting your shopping cart back in the rack. It's those little things. I mean, maybe my standards are too high, but that's important to me. But show appreciation and to be supportive. Like, you know, always kind of know that you have their back, give the benefit of the doubt, be the cheerleader when you need to be. But I love those. And those are really just kind of like how to be a good friend too, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, because we want a good friend too. We want to be with our best friend, right?
Right.
And lastly, I would say to women is, you know, it's on the outside what will first attract the right man, but it's what's on the inside that's going to keep the right man. He won't stick around if you don't have those five things that we talked about. The superficial man will stick around if you're missing those things, but you know, a man of quality isn't going to stick around if you don't have those five things. So what I say is just be the best version of yourself, be the total package, stand in your confidence and know who you are, and the right man will turn up and want to be with you.
Right. Oh, Suzanne, this was amazing. This was amazing. And I know that you also have a free online masterclass, The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man. The secrets. Mm-hmm. You don't want to tell any of those right now? Okay.
Well, you can watch the masterclass. And what I'll share with you on the masterclass of these secrets is I'm going to tell you the number one way to meet a quality man. Number two, I'm going to share with you the real reason why you're not meeting any quality men online. And lastly, I'll share with you the secret formula on how to turn it around to meet and attract quality men online. Because I know there's a lot of women out there that are frustrated because they're like, I'm not meeting any quality men online, and they feel like they want to give up. And what I will tell you is you're probably making one or both of these mistakes, and it's super easy to turn it around. So sign up for my free masterclass. You can sign up here. If you're watching the video, click on the video, or if you're listening to the podcast, you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Great. Well, thanks everyone for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. Like Suzanne said, the show is available on both video and podcast format, and can be found the same place as the masterclass, yournextamazingstory.com.